The Friend Magazine for November 2015. Contents. Friends by Mail, including Honest Gay by Caroline W. Puppet Friends by Cohen P. How We Use the Friend by Greenhill Ward Primary Children. Old Friends by Joseph A. and Dear Friends. From the First Presidency, Be a Shining Light by President Thomas S. Monson. Conference News, Conference Notes, Show and Tell, Conference, Singing in Conference, Bridger and Wyatt N., Family Fun Time, Tender Mercies, Dear Gracie by Lori Fuller, The Stuttering Struggle by Jane McBride Choate, Treats to Share, Fun Stuff, Chores and Silly Stuff, Coats and New Friends by Jill Hacking, Sweeter Than Pie by Kimberly Reed, Remembering Elder Richard G. Scott, Family History Mystery, Journals, Carson and the Golden Ticket by Julie Nash, Thanks for Your Helping Hands, What Should I Do If I Can't Stop Feeling Sad All the Time by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, Don't Give Up by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Scientist by Linda Jane Davies. Music, Give Said the Little Stream by Fanny J. Crosby and William B. Bradbury. Macaroni Helper by Anna Nelson Shaw. Coloring Page, Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture. Daddy's Song by Sizemoa Laban. My Heavenly Father by Linda Erickson Reese. Paul Testifies of Jesus Christ by Jean Bingham, Matt and Mandy, The 12th Article of Faith, Young Women Strong by Jan Pinborough, Priesthood Power by Jill Hacking, P.S., Scripture Figures, Conversion of Saul, and Dear Parents and Teachers. End of contents.
Friends by Mail, Old Friends. Thank you for the friend. I like to read on my bed with a stack of 5 or 6 different magazines. I even like to reread old magazines. Joseph A., age 9, Wyoming, USA.
Honest Gabe. I have to say that the one story out of all the Friend magazines that truly impacted me is Honest Gabe, May 2015. It says, when she was young, she decided that she would never tell a lie so that others would always believe her. After I read that, I thought about all the times I had ever lied. I realized that my friends trust me, but I'm not always honest. My new goal is to never lie again, and I intend to stick to it. Caroline W., age 11, Utah, USA.
How We Use the Friend. For our primary activity, we read President Dieter F. Uchtdorf's message, You Are the Savior's Hands, January 2015. We had so much fun as we learned more about our Savior's love for us and how we can share His love by being His hands and serving others. Thank you for encouraging us to be our Savior's hands. Greenhill Ward Primary, Idaho, USA.
Puppet Friends. Our favorite family home evening lessons are when we learn scripture stories with the puppets from the Friend. We like learning about Jesus. Cohen, Ivy, and Scarlett P., ages 7, 5, and 3, Alberta, Canada.
Dear friends, this year our mailbox has been very full. That's because thousands of you have sent us your helping hands. We've loved looking at each one. You've inspired us with your many acts of love and service, from helping your family to stuffing teddy bears for children in the hospital. Turn to page 24 to see some of your special helping hand stories. We love you, the Friend. Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.
A conference message from the Prophet. Be a Shining Light by President Thomas S. Monson. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 25, verse 16. How we stand out. opportunities to shine surround us each day. As the world moves further away from Heavenly Father's commandments, we will stand out because we dress modestly, we do not use profanity, we do not partake of harmful substances, we make media choices that keep the Spirit in our homes and our lives. 5 ways to shine. The Apostle Paul listed some ways we can become examples so our lights will shine in word and conversation. Let us speak with respect. Keep our language clean and avoid words that would wound or offend. In charity, we can help people who are lonely, ill, or discouraged and lift their spirits. In spirit, we strive to be kind, grateful, and forgiving. In faith, we trust in the Lord and His Word. In purity, we are clean in body, mind, and spirit. President Thomas S. Monson said, "To each of you I say that you are a son or daughter of our Heavenly Father. You have come from His presence to live on this earth for a season, to reflect the Savior's love and teachings, and to bravely let your light shine for all to see." Talk with your family and choose which ways you want to shine more brightly. End of the article, A Conference Message from the Prophet, Be a Shining Light, by President Thomas S. Monson. Read by David Shaw. Conference News. 3 new members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles were sustained in this conference. Elder Ronald A. Rasband. Elder Ronald A. Rasband was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, on February 6, 1951. He has loved Jesus Christ since he was little and listened to his mom read scriptures and stories about Jesus. When Elder Rasband got his mission call to the Eastern States Mission, he was disappointed. He had wanted to go to Germany like his father and brother had. He prayed to feel okay about his mission call. After his prayer, he opened his scriptures and started reading. The scriptures he read, Doctrine and Covenants, section 100, verses 2 through 3, and verse 5, let him know that his mission was exactly where Heavenly Father wanted him to go. After that, he was excited to serve a mission. He also learned that the scriptures could answer his questions. He went to college at the University of Utah. Later, he became the president of a chemical company. In 1973, he married Melanie Twitchell. They have 5 children and 25 grandchildren. Elder Rasband served in many callings before becoming an apostle. These callings helped him to learn to rely on Heavenly Father. His favorite thing has been to meet church members around the world. Elder Gary E. Stevenson. Can you imagine being bishop of the whole church? That was Elder Gary E. Stevenson's calling before he became an apostle. Elder Stevenson was born in Ogden, Utah, on August 6, 1955. When Gary was young, his father was a bishop. Gary often went with his father to visit widows in their wards. By watching his father, Gary learned to care for others like Christ would. Elder Stevenson served in the Japan Fukuoka Mission. After he got home, he studied business at Utah State University. In college, he met Lisa Jean Higley. They were married in the Idaho Falls Temple in 1979. They have 4 sons and 6 grandchildren. Before he became a general authority, Elder Stevenson helped start a business that made exercise equipment. He served as a bishop, counselor in the stake presidency, and mission president in Japan before becoming a member of the Quorum of the 70. He was serving as the presiding bishop when he was called to be an apostle. What he learned as a child continues to help him love and serve people around the world today. Elder Dale G. Renland. Before Elder Dale G. Renland was called Elder Renland, he was called Dr. Renland. That's because before he became a general authority, he was a cardiologist or heart doctor. Elder Renland was born on November 13, 1952, in Salt Lake City, Utah. His mother and father had moved there from Sweden and Finland so they could be married in the temple. At bedtime, Dale's father often read a Finnish poem about a farmer who shared grain with a neighbor. It taught Dale how important it is to serve others. When he got older, Elder Renlund served a mission to Sweden. Elder Renlund and his wife, Ruth Libert Renlund, have one daughter. They are a very close and loving family. When their daughter was 4, Elder Renlund sometimes took her home teaching with him. Later, their family liked to learn about different countries by traveling together. For 5 years, Elder and Sister Renlund served in Africa. They learned from the great faith of the church members they met there. Wherever he goes, Elder Renlund teaches people to keep trying and to believe in Jesus Christ. Elder Dale G. Renlund of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. His middle name, Gunnar, means brave soldier. Moved to Sweden as a teenager. Worked as a heart doctor. Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Served as a missionary and mission president in Japan. Started a business making exercise equipment. Served as bishop over the entire church. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Was mission president in New York City. Has motto, "It's people that matter most." Dedicated the first LDS church building in the Czech Republic. End of the article, Conference News. Read by David Shaw.
Conference Notes. Here are some stories from the October 2015 General Conference. What other stories did you like? Finding Happiness. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf told about a girl named Eva who spent the summer with her Aunt Rose. At first, Eva didn't like being there, but then she noticed Rose was the happiest person she'd ever met. She asked Rose why she was so happy. Rose said that although her life didn't turn out the way she expected, she decided to try and be happy instead of feeling sorry for herself. Trusting God gave her the hope she needed to live joyfully. Write down what this teaches you. Fly right. As a pilot, Elder Robert D. Hales learned that you should never fly into a thunderstorm on purpose. Instead, you should fly around it, take another route, or wait for the storm to clear before landing. He taught that young people can fly right and survive hard times by choosing the right. Heavenly Father wants to guide us. He can speak to us through prayer, scriptures, prophets, patriarchal blessings, parents and leaders, and the Holy Ghost. Write down what this teaches you. Seatbelt of Love. While Sister Carol M. Stevens was driving with her granddaughter, Chloe kept getting out of her seat. She didn't want to wear a seatbelt. Sister Stevens said she wanted Chloe to wear a seatbelt because she loved her and wanted her to be safe. This time, Chloe stayed in her seat. This is like commandments. Sometimes it may feel like they are holding us back, but God gives them to us because He loves us and wants us to be safe. Write down what this teaches you. Shark Barrier. Once, Elder Von G. Keach visited a beach in Australia. He saw a group of surfers who had traveled there to catch some waves. They were mad because a big net kept them from getting to the biggest waves. After hearing them complain, another surfer showed them why the net was there. It kept the sharks out. God's standards, like the barrier, protect us from spiritual dangers and can help us feel peace and happiness. Write down what this teaches you. End of Conference Notes. Read by Van Farnworth.
Special Witness. What should I do if I can't stop feeling sad all the time? Why, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. Above all, Know that your Heavenly Father loves you more than you can imagine. Talk to your mom or dad. They love you and want to help you. They may even ask for a doctor to help you too. We can all help each other by being kind to one another. Never lose hope. Minds can be healed just the way broken bones are healed. Adapted from Like a Broken Vessel, Ensign, November 2013, pages 40 through 42. Turn to page 10 for more about Heavenly Father's love for us. A story from Elder Holland's life. Don't give up. When Elder Holland was a young dad, he moved across the country with his wife and two children to go to college. They packed everything in their little car and started driving. After only 34 miles, the car broke down. Elder Holland looked under the car's hood, but he didn't know what was wrong. He walked 3 miles back to the nearest town to get help. When he got there, a kind man gave him a ride back to his car. They drove Elder Holland's car very slowly back to a larger city to get it repaired. The mechanic checked the car for 2 hours, but he couldn't find anything wrong. So Elder Holland and his family set off again. At exactly the same spot as last time, the car broke down again. Elder Holland started the long walk for help again. The same kind man gave him a ride and helped him bring the car back to the larger city. Elder Holland felt worried and discouraged. 30 years after this happened, Elder Holland drove by the same spot, this time in a car that worked. He remembered how hard that time was for his family. He wished he could tell his younger self, "Don't give up, boy. Don't you quit. You keep walking. You keep trying. There is help and happiness ahead. A lot of it. 30 years of it now and still counting. You keep your chin up. It will be all right in the end. Trust God and believe in good things to come." We all have times when we want to give up, but the gospel of Jesus Christ helps us know that things will always get better. Adapted from An High Priest of Good Things to Come, Ensign, November 1999, pages 36 through 38. Sidebar: 5 facts about Elder Holland. Born on December 3, 1940. The R in his name stands for Roy. Played lots of different sports. Was president of Brigham Young University. Became an apostle in June 1994. End of the article. Special Witness. What Should I Do If I Can't Stop Feeling Sad All the Time? By Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Read by David Shaw.
Show and Tell Conference. My favorite talk was by President Eyring. He talked about how important it is to listen to the promptings from the Holy Ghost and not to hesitate. "Do it," he said. "When we listen and obey, our power to choose the right increases. I know that if I choose the right, the Holy Ghost will always be with me and I will have joy." Sadie W., age 10, Maryland, USA.
Devin and Dante N., age 8 and 11, Utah, USA, like watching conference as a family. "I like the focus on family messages," said Devin. Dante said watching conference makes him feel safe. "We always talk about what the talks mean and how the messages can help our family."
I liked when Brother Durant talked about ponderizing. That's a funny word that means I can spend time every day thinking about what different scriptures mean. I know that if I think about the scriptures more every day, I can be kind and do what Jesus wants me to do. I know that if I think about the scriptures more every day, I can be kind and do what Jesus wants me to do. I love Jesus because I know that He is our Savior. Adeline F., age 7, North Dakota, USA.
President Nelson told about how he operated on a baby patient who died. He went home and cried and said he would never do another heart operation. His wife helped him go back to work and keep learning. Eventually, he was able to save President Kimball's life because he had learned enough about heart surgery. The moral of this true story is, don't give up. Sometimes I want to give up, but I'm going to keep trying like President Nelson. Thomas T., age 8, Washington, D.C.
Other contributors to Show and Tell: Ruby L., age 12, Arizona, USA. Sydney C., age 11, Kansas, USA. Spencer N., age 6, North Carolina, USA. Jed B., age 6, North Carolina, USA. Read another conference experience on page 20. End of the section, Show and Tell, Conference.
Poem, My Heavenly Father, by Linda Erickson Reese. There's someone close who hears me pray and listens to the things I say, who isn't very far away. He is my Heavenly Father. Each time I pray, I feel Him near. And when I listen, I can hear the Spirit saying, "Do not fear," sent from my Heavenly Father. He wants for me such joy, and so I will obey and learn and grow. Return to Him, because I know He is my Heavenly Father. End of the poem, My Heavenly Father, read by Shauna Thompson.
Singing in Conference, a true story written by you. Bridger and Wyatt N., ages 11 and 10, Utah, USA.
We sang in the primary children's choir in general conference.
Wyatt.
I felt happy but was scared about messing up on the camera. It was so cool to be right by the apostles and the members of the 70. It was really great to have the opportunity.
Bridger.
It was a day I'll never forget. For the first time in 100 years, 3 new apostles were sustained. Also, for the first time ever, they had an all-children's choir in conference, and my brother and I were in it. The things I felt were inconceivable, which means there were no words for it. When we sang, I felt the Spirit stronger than ever before. It was calm, and our singing came out so well. It was almost like it couldn't possibly be us. It was so beautiful. Before conference, I was afraid that I'd be scared. Yet we got there and had faith, and we were given courage. We were in front of 20,000-plus people, and I wasn't afraid. It goes to show that you could even march to battle, unafraid and determined like the armies of Helaman. If you go anywhere, go with undying faith and keep your promises with God.
Best Brothers. Wyatt has cerebral palsy, a condition that makes it hard for him to walk. These brothers have always loved and supported each other.
It's normal. He's my brother, and he helps me with everything.
I have always helped him ever since I can remember. I've just never really known any other way to be.
End of the article, Singing in Conference, read by Scott and Matthew Moore and Noah Strongen.
Family Fun Time. Heavenly Father and Jesus know you really well and are looking out for you. Sometimes they send little extra special blessings just for you. Some people call these blessings tender mercies. These blessings can come through other people. They help remind you that Heavenly Father and Jesus love you, no matter what. Looking for these tender mercies can help you when life is hard. Read Dear Gracie, page 8. Sailor's letter to Gracie was a tender mercy for Gracie during a tough time. What tender mercies has your family seen this week? Be sure to get an adult's help with this activity and recipe. Picturing tender mercies. On a poster board or large piece of paper, draw pictures of or write about the tender mercies your family saw today. Hang the poster on a door or wall. Each day, talk with your family about what new tender mercies they saw, and then add them to the poster. When you see the poster, remember that Heavenly Father and Jesus love you and send you lots of blessings. Here are some examples. A big hug when you really need it. A friend says something nice to you when you're having a hard day. Feeling Heavenly Father's love when you say your prayers. Learning something in church that is just what you need to help you with a problem. What can you do when things are tough? Serve others. When we help others smile, we feel Heavenly Father's love, and we smile too. Sing your favorite primary song. Good, uplifting music helps us feel the Holy Ghost. Talk with someone you love, your family, your friends, and especially Heavenly Father in prayer. Be creative and active. Play outside, draw a picture, build something, or write a poem. Count your blessings. How many can you come up with? Spiced nuts. 1/2 cup water, 1/3 cup white sugar, 1 tablespoon ground cinnamon, 2 cups almonds or pecans. First, mix the water, sugar, and cinnamon in a saucepan over medium heat. Bring to a boil and add the nuts. Turn the heat down. 2. Cook and stir the nuts until the liquid evaporates, about 10 minutes. 3. Pour the nuts onto a baking sheet lined with wax paper. Let them cool 15 minutes. End of Family Fun Time. Read by Jane Wise.
Dear Gracie by Lori Fuller. Sailor had spina bifida too. She knew how to help. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Isaiah 41:13. Gracie felt like she had been waiting in line at the fabric store forever. She was ready to go home and play with her toys. Then she saw a girl in line in front of her. The girl looked a little older than Gracie. She had braces on her legs and used crutches to help her stand. She turned and smiled. Gracie smiled back. As they were leaving, Gracie was surprised when Mom reached out to stop the other mom.
Excuse me,
Mom said.
Could I ask why your daughter is using crutches?
The other mom smiled.
This is Sailor, and she has spina bifida.
Gracie's eyes opened wide as she looked at Sailor.
This is Gracie, and she has spina bifida too,
Mom said. Sailor's mom smiled at Gracie.
Do you have an owie on your back?
Gracie nodded. She had a long scar on her back from a surgery she'd had right after she was born. The two moms started talking. Gracie heard words like surgery and treatments. Gracie grinned at Sailor and said hi. Gracie liked Sailor right away. She learned that Sailor was 9 and she was nice. Gracie knew they would be great friends. Finally, they all said goodbye to each other. Gracie heard their moms make plans to meet again soon. She could hardly wait. Back in the car, Mom said,
You know the surgery you're going to have soon? Well, Sailor had that surgery, and she's doing great. I felt the Holy Ghost tell me I should talk to her mom, and I'm glad I did.
Me too,
Gracie said. Gracie loved playing with Sailor. Even though Gracie was 5, she and Sailor had lots to talk about, and Mom and Dad talked with Sailor's parents a lot too, mostly about the big surgery. Thinking about the surgery made Gracie feel scared. She thought about the long scar on her back. She couldn't remember that surgery, but she would remember this one. She hoped it would make her better. Sailor had told her everything would be okay. A few weeks later, Gracie went to the hospital to get ready for the surgery. The halls of the hospital were bright and happy. There were paintings of blue whales and other fun pictures on the walls. Gracie met with doctors and nurses who explained the surgery to her. She practiced moving the bed up and down and played with the remote for her little TV. They told her she could order chocolate milk every day. Maybe the surgery wouldn't be so bad. When Gracie got home, she made a little hospital bed with her pillow and a laundry basket. She got a tray of snacks and pretended she was at the hospital. It would be fun. She tried not to think about the surgery. A few days before surgery, Gracie got a card from Sailor. She had drawn a picture of Gracie with Sailor and Heavenly Father and Jesus. It said, Remember that Heavenly Father will make you brave. Gracie hugged her card tight. Sailor helped her to be brave. Gracie knew Heavenly Father could help her be brave for the surgery, too. Spina bifida is a problem with the way a baby's spinal cord grows before birth. It can cause problems with legs, feet, or hips. End of the story, Dear Gracie, by Lori Fuller, based on a true story. Read by Natalie Moore.
The Stuttering Struggle by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Doing our best doesn't mean doing things perfectly, Mom said. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Nathaniel, would you be a narrator in the primary program and sacrament meeting?
Sister Mitchell asked before sharing time started. Nathaniel hesitated. He really wanted to say yes, but sometimes he stuttered, especially when he was nervous. How could he narrate the whole program?
Maybe,
he said.
But I just stutter.
Sister Mitchell smiled. I know.
I know. We'd love your help, though. You're the oldest one in primary, and the other kids look up to you. I know you can do a great job.
Thanks.
Nathaniel was glad that Sister Mitchell believed in him. Still, he didn't know if he should say yes. What if he stuttered in front of the whole ward? Later, Nathaniel and his family gathered in the living room to talk about what they'd learned in church that day.
How was primary, Nathaniel?
Dad asked. Nathaniel sighed.
Sister Mitchell asked me to be a narrator in the primary program. I want to do it, especially since I'm leaving primary soon, but I don't know if I can.
Are you worried you'll stutter? It'll be okay, even if you do.
Mom put her arm around him.
It's your choice. We'll pray for you.
Thanks,
Nathaniel said. He thought about it the whole next week. By Sunday, he'd made up his mind.
I'd like to be a narrator for the primary program,
he told Sister Mitchell in primary.
That's great. Thank you. That will be a big help.
For the next month, Nathaniel worked on his part. He said his lines over and over until he'd memorized them, but sometimes he still stuttered. One afternoon, he was practicing a really tricky word.
I can't do it,
he yelled in frustration. Mom walked in and sat down on the couch next to him.
I know it's hard, but you can do it. Do you know the story about President Heber J. Grant learning to play baseball?
He shook his head. What did baseball have to do with stuttering?
When President Grant was young, he wanted to play baseball. None of the other boys wanted him on the team because he couldn't throw the ball very far. So he saved up his money and he bought a ball, and then he practiced until he could throw the ball as well as anyone. Eventually, he made the team.
But playing baseball's not the same as stuttering,
Nathaniel said.
No, it isn't,
Mom said.
But President Grant had a challenge just like you do, and he practiced and practiced. And you know what? He did great even though it was hard for him.
Mom, I want to do my best, but I have been practicing a lot. But what if I stutter?
Mom smiled.
Doing our best doesn't mean doing things perfectly. When we work hard and ask Heavenly Father for help, we are doing our best. It's okay if you stutter, but don't let it stop you from trying. Dad and I will be proud of you no matter what.
Nathaniel kept practicing his lines every day, and he prayed for help to be brave. At the final practice for the program, he said his part and only stuttered a few times. He was ready. The day of the program, Nathaniel said a quick prayer for help. When the program started, he felt warm inside. He knew he could do his best, stuttering or not.
Sidebar. Knowledge of and faith in the Lord empower us to hush our fears. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Therefore, they hushed their fears. Ensign, May 2015, page 47.
End of the story, The Stuttering Struggle, by Jane McBride Choate, read by Jane Wise.
Treats to share. Make these fun recipes to serve as a special treat or at a family gathering. Be sure to get an adult's help. Apple pie bites. 1 can refrigerated crescent rolls, 1 tablespoon melted butter, 4 tablespoons brown sugar, 3 teaspoons cinnamon, 1 apple washed and sliced into 8 slices. Step 1. Separate the crescent rolls and roll them out on a greased baking sheet. Brush them with melted butter, then sprinkle with sugar and cinnamon. Step 2. Put an apple slice at the wide end of the roll and roll it up with the apple inside. Repeat with all the rolls. Step 3. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, or 180 degrees Celsius, for 15 minutes or until golden brown. Cranberry punch. 1 can, or 6 ounces, frozen peak lemonade concentrate. 1 bottle, or 32 ounces, cranberry juice cocktail. 2 cans, or 12 ounces each, ginger ale. Make the lemonade as directed and add cranberry juice and ice. Add ginger ale right before serving. Gratitude cards. Give a card to someone you're grateful for. Cut a rectangle of colored paper and fold it in half. Glue leaves, twigs, or small pine cones to the front. After the glue dries, open the card and write what you're thankful for about the person you're giving the card to. Find more recipes at lessonhelps.lds.org. Look for recipes under Resources by Category. End of the article, Treats to Share, read by Tess Hawkins.
Friends Who Care, Coats and New Friends, from an interview by Jill Hacking.
Hi, I'm Matei. Our primary learned about some kids in our city whose families are refugees from a country called Burma. Being a refugee means they had to leave their homes very quickly because of problems in their country. Many of these kids couldn't bring any of their things when they left. We wanted to help.
The plan.
We made a plan to help our new friends from Burma. First, we would collect things these kids needed, like warm clothes. Then we would invite them to come to an activity where we could play together and give them what we had collected.
Working together.
Kids in our primary donated extra coats and scarves. Our families got a jar to help us save chore money. Every time we brought our scriptures to primary, we put a nickel in our primary jar. School and neighborhood kids got involved too.
The day of our activity.
When our primary and the Burmese branch primary had an activity together, we played games and learned about how Jesus Christ is like a shepherd. We made yummy treats and talked about his resurrection. We made new friends and were excited to play together again.
Collecting supplies.
My family used our chore money to buy hairbrushes, socks, and 40 shampoos. I liked shopping to get the supplies. It made me really excited. We also collected warm coats, gloves, and hats.
Finally!
My favorite part of the activity was giving everything to our new friends. They loved their coats so much they didn't want to take them off. I was so happy to see how happy they were. Helping others is how I can show Heavenly Father that I love His children and I love Him.
Thanks for the hands! Turn to page 24 to see some of the many hands you sent us. How you can help. Make friends with someone new in your class or neighborhood and help them feel welcome. Give good clothes you aren't using anymore to Deseret Industries store or charity shop. Donate money to humanitarian aid in your tithing envelope. The church uses that money to help people in need. End of the article, Coats and New Friends. Read by Scott Moore and Natalie Moore.
Sweeter Than Pie by Kimberly Reed, based on a true story. Oh, may my heart be full of thanks for all He gives to me. Children's Songbook, page 232. Tally walked home from school, her shoes crunching through dead leaves. She loved this time of year. The day after tomorrow, her class was having a party. They would make crafts, play games, and eat pie. The day after that, her cousins were coming for Thanksgiving dinner. She couldn't wait. Tally's good mood made it easy to feel grateful, even with the cold wind whipping through her hair. But the next day, Tally woke up feeling awful, especially when she swallowed. Mom used a flashlight to look inside Tally's mouth.
"We'd better go see the doctor," she said.
All the way there, Tally prayed.
Heavenly Father, please help me get better so I don't have to miss the party.
The doctor used a cotton swab to swipe the back of Tally's throat. Then she left the room to go test the swab for an infection called strep throat. Tally prayed she didn't have it. When the doctor came back, she said,
"It looks like you don't have strep."
Tally beamed. Did this mean she could go to school tomorrow?
"I'll do a second test to make sure, but for now, go home and rest,"
the doctor said. The next morning, it still hurt when Tally swallowed. Maybe if she went to school, she'd have so much fun she wouldn't notice the pain. She was getting dressed when the phone rang. Soon, Mom came into Tally's room.
"I'm sorry, Tally, but the doctor just called. The second test showed that you do have strep throat. The first test was wrong."
Tally's heart dropped.
"But can I still go to school? I promise I won't breathe on anyone."
"I'm sorry, Tally. That wouldn't be fair to the other kids. No matter how careful you are, until you've taken medicine for a day, your infection could still make other people sick."
Tally tried to swallow the lump rising in her throat, but it hurt too much. It wasn't fair. While Tally rested in bed, feeling bored, she thought about her classmates making crafts and playing games. When she took her yucky pills, she thought about her friends eating pie. They probably didn't even notice she was gone. She knew Thanksgiving should help her remember her blessings, but it was hard to feel grateful when she felt so sad and left out. That afternoon, the doorbell rang. Tally heard her teacher's voice when Mom answered the door.
"We sure missed Tally today. The class made some crafts for her. And we saved her some pie, too. Please tell her we hope she feels better soon. Happy Thanksgiving."
Tally came out of her room to find paper turkeys and a clay cornucopia on the kitchen table. She could tell someone had worked hard on them. She was grateful for such good friends.
"Do you want some pie?"
Mom pointed to the treat Tally's teacher had left. Tally took a bite. When she swallowed, her throat didn't hurt quite as much. She was grateful that after resting and taking medicine, she was starting to feel better in time for the family party tomorrow. Heavenly Father hadn't healed her right away like she'd asked, but he had blessed her to feel comforted, and she was beginning to feel a little better. Tomorrow, her cousins were coming, and she could show them the crafts her class had made. Maybe they could even make some crafts together. Tally smiled. It was easy to feel grateful with so many blessings to count. The author lives in Utah, USA.
Sidebar. There is one thing we can do to make life sweeter, more joyful, even glorious. We can be grateful. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. Grateful in any circumstances. Ensign, May 2014, page 70.
End of the story. Sweeter Than Pie by Kimberly Reed. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Remembering Elder Richard G. Scott. Born in 1928, and he died in 2015. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles passed away on September 22, 2015, after a lifetime of following Heavenly Father's will. He was 86 years old. Richard grew up near Washington, D.C. He loved figuring out how mechanical things worked. One summer, he worked on an oyster boat. As he read the Book of Mormon on the deck, his testimony began to grow. Because of his good example, the crew trusted him. One night, a crewmate asked him to save a man who had fallen overboard. Richard studied mechanical engineering in college. He met and fell in love with Janine Watkins. She said she would only marry a returned missionary. He had not thought much about serving a mission before, but he prayed and decided to go. He served in Uruguay and married Janine in the Manti, Utah temple 2 weeks after he returned. They had 7 children. Some people said Richard wouldn't find a job if he served a mission, but Richard was hired as an engineer for the first nuclear-powered submarine. He said,
the Lord blessed me as I put my priorities straight. Elder Scott always put doing the Lord's work first. His family moved to Argentina when he became mission president, and they moved again to Mexico City when he was a 70. Elder Scott was sustained as an apostle on October 1, 1988. We can follow Elder Scott's example by always doing what Heavenly Father wants us to do. End of the article, Remembering Elder Richard G. Scott, read by Van Farnworth.
Family History Mystery. Case number 10, The Mystery of the Journal. Dear Detective, did your mom or dad keep a journal when they were growing up? Ask your parents or grandparents to show you their journals. Can you find a good story they wrote about? Copy it into your detective notes. If you don't have a journal, get a notebook and start one. Smart Sleuth Tip. With permission, you can add these stories in the Memories section of FamilySearch.org so others can enjoy them. 10 things to write or draw in your journal. What you're grateful for. Funny, happy, sad, or exciting events. Vacations. Conference notes. Your thoughts as you read the scriptures. Goals. Pictures of your friends. Thoughts from lessons and talks. Beautiful things. Print more tags at friend.lds.org. End of Family History Mystery. Read by Noah Strongen.
Carson and the Golden Ticket by Julie Nash, based on a true story. It's finders keepers, right? A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Proverbs 28, verse 20. Carson walked to the back of the classroom to put his book away. There, lying on the carpet in front of the bookcase, was a golden ticket. He picked it up. His heart beat faster when he saw that the name line was blank. The boys and girls in Carson's class could earn golden tickets by doing well in their work or by being extra helpful or kind. Once a week, his teacher drew a ticket out of a jar and let the winner choose a prize. Carson couldn't believe his luck. Today was the golden ticket drawing, and here was another ticket just for him. He looked around, but no one else was near the ticket. All his classmates were at their desks, laughing and talking with each other. Carson decided to write his name on the blank line. Then he could put it into the prize jar with the tickets he'd already earned. With so many chances, at least one of his tickets would definitely be picked. Then he could choose the pink stuffed pig for his sister's birthday present, just like he had been hoping. He smiled and reached for the pencil in his pocket. Suddenly, his fingers stopped. There was a weird feeling in his chest, and it wasn't his heartbeat.
It's finders keepers, right?
He wondered. He looked out the window and tried to figure it out. He did find the ticket, but he hadn't earned it. And maybe whoever lost it was looking for it. But he needed this extra ticket for his great plan. He traced his finger over the black name line and sighed. His plan wouldn't be so great if he won with a ticket that wasn't really his. He remembered what Dad had told him once when he hadn't wanted to share with his sister.
When you make a good choice, you can feel peaceful inside. You never have to feel bad about your choice later.
He put the pencil back in his pocket and walked over to the teacher's desk. Miss Evans smiled.
What can I do for you, Carson?
Miss Evans, I found this ticket on the floor near the bookcase. I think somebody lost it. But these are mine,
he said, dropping 6 tickets into the jar on her desk. He turned around to leave, but Miss Evans called him back.
Carson, you know what? I'd like you to have another ticket because you were honest and returned this one.
Thank you!
By the way, what prize would you choose if your name was drawn? The big candy bar? Or maybe the fire truck?
The pink stuffed pig,
Carson said right away.
It's my sister's birthday next week, and I really want to give it to her. That's her favorite animal.
Miss Evans smiled.
Well, I hope you can win it for her.
Carson sat down at his desk and smiled. He still wanted his name to be picked, but he would be happy even if it wasn't. Dad had been right. Making the right choice did make him feel great, and maybe, just maybe, he still might win the pink pig.
Sidebar. One time in my classroom, I found 50 cents on the floor. I knew it wasn't a lot, so I figured nobody would care about it. Then I thought to myself, what would Jesus do? So instead of keeping it, I give it to my teacher. I learned that no matter how much it is, it's still good to be honest. Kayla Z, age 10, Florida, USA.
End of the article, Carson and the Golden Ticket, by Julie Nash. Read by Van Farnworth.
Thanks for your helping hands. Thanks for your great examples of serving like the Savior did. We read all 25,000 hands and loved each one. Ava, Claire, Luke, and Reuben S., ages 7, 5, 3, and 1, Alberta, Canada, wave to elderly neighbors, play with their siblings, and share their special bandages when their brother gets hurt. When one of her friends got cancer, Kasten B., age 9, Colorado, USA, and her friends made crafts and sold them to raise money for cancer research. They also gave him a subscription to The Friend. Jonathan, Ewan, and Matthias L., ages 8, 9, and 7, Mississippi, USA, helped paint park benches and sent a card to an older lady in their ward. The West Point branch, New York, USA, made a goal to collect 1,000 helping hands. They got 1,229. They celebrated by writing letters and drawing pictures for missionaries. The primaries in the Bethesda and Pontiac wards, Washington, D.C., USA, learned how they can follow Jesus by serving their family and friends. During General Conference, your helping hands were on display in the Joseph Smith Memorial Building. You can watch a video about the display at friend.lds.org. Primary children from the Kiev, Ukraine International Branch Primary learned about serving others. They are good examples of having helping hands. Turn the page to see just a few of the thousands of helping hands we received from all over the world. Watch We Are His Hands at friend.lds.org. End of the article. Thanks for your helping hands. Read by Dwayne Case.
When I grow up, I want to be a scientist. From an interview by Linda Jane Davies.
My name is Ryan Watts, and I'm a neuroscientist.
What kind of scientist are you?
I'm a neuroscientist. I study how the brain works. I study a disease called Alzheimer's disease. It causes older people to lose their memory. I do experiments to find out what causes this disease and how to fix it.
Why did you become a neuroscientist?
I love solving puzzles. Science is like a giant puzzle with many pieces. Scientists do experiments to try to find where each piece fits in the puzzle. This makes our knowledge more complete. Scientific discoveries help many people's lives.
How did you become a neuroscientist?
I went to college for many years to get a degree called a PhD. Earning this degree took lots of training, experiments, and problem solving. I studied math, biology, physics, and chemistry. Because I loved to solve problems and do experiments, school was fun for me. I also studied how the brain grows, how it works, and even how it dies. One day, I hope what I've learned will help make people's lives healthier and happier.
How does your job help you serve others?
People all over the world suffer from diseases. I want to help them get better. I am grateful that Heavenly Father has blessed me with knowledge to help His sons and daughters live happy, healthy lives here on Earth.
Watch a video about Ryan at friend.lds.org. End of the article, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Scientist. Read by Eden Reinwand and Wes Nielsen.
I can play it. Give, said the little stream. Words by Fanny J. Crosby. Music by William B. Bradbury. Watch a sing-along video for this song at children.lds.org. Click on Videos. End of the section, I Can Play It. Read by Dwayne Case.
Macaroni Helper by Anna Nelson Shaw. Based on a true story. On Saturday, Ari's family went to help at the food bank.
What's a food bank?
Ari asked on the way there.
It's a big building with shelves full of food, Mom said. People who don't have enough money for groceries can go there to get food.
Lots of people in our ward are helping,
said Ari's big brother, Ben.
But how can I help?
Ari asked.
There will be a lot you can help with, Mom said.
When they got to the food bank, a woman named Kathy showed them around.
Today we need to paint walls, Kathy said, but we need to wash them first.
Ari's family got two buckets of warm, soapy water. Ari liked the bubbles. Mom and Dad washed up high. Ben washed in the middle, Ari washed down low. Soon the hallway looked bright and shiny.
What else can we do?
Ari asked.
I need a bag holder,
Kathy said.
Follow me.
Ari held bags while Ben filled them with uncooked macaroni. They stacked the bags in a big box. Ari counted the bags. He and Ben filled 27 macaroni bags. When all the work was done, Kathy called everyone over to a big scale.
Just for fun, we want to see how much you all weigh, she said.
Everyone crowded onto the scale. They weighed more than 2,000 pounds.
We weigh more than a walrus,
Ben said. Ari laughed.
Thank you for helping,
Kathy said as Ari left.
I can tell you care a lot about others.
Ari smiled big. There really was work he could do. He felt awesome. The author lives in Montana, USA. End of the story. Macaroni Helper by Anna Nelson Shaw. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Fun stuff. Hidden picture. Big sisters are the best. This one wants to make sure her younger brother's bike is all fixed up and ready to ride. Can you find the hidden objects? A diamond ring, a carrot, a worm, glasses, a kite, a baseball, a paper airplane, a pencil, a party hat, and pizza. End of Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture. Read by Shannon Nelson.
For Little Friends, Daddy's Song by Sizemoa Laban, based on a true story. Carlin snuggled in bed, fast asleep. She wore her favorite pajamas with elephants on them and held her favorite fuzzy bear. Suddenly, Carlin's eyes flew open wide. "Scary, scary!" she yelled. She covered her face and started to cry. Daddy came to the door. "Did you have a bad dream?" he asked. Carlin nodded, but tears kept rolling down her cheeks. Daddy sat down on Carlin's bed and started singing. "I love to see the temple. I'm going there someday." Carlin felt a little better. "Daddy, sing Child of God, please," she asked. "I am a child of God, and He has sent me here," Daddy sang. When Daddy finished singing, he looked down to ask Carlin what song to sing next, but Carlin was already fast asleep. End of the story, Daddy's Song, by Sizemoa Laban. Read by Kate Strongen.
Scripture Time. Learn about the New Testament together this year. Paul Testifies of Jesus Christ by Jean Bingham. Have you ever had to stand for the truth? Paul was an apostle after Jesus Christ lived on the earth. Paul traveled to many places to preach the gospel. He and his companion Silas had to stand for the truth when they were sharing the gospel. In the land of Macedonia, people were angry with them for preaching. They beat Paul and Silas, locked their feet in chains, and put them in prison. But Paul and Silas prayed and praised God. Then at midnight, an earthquake shook the ground. All the doors of the prison opened. The ropes and chains that held Paul and Silas loosened and fell off. The jailer knew he would be in trouble if the prisoners ran away, but Paul and Silas didn't try to escape. The jailer knew they were men of God. He listened to their testimony of Jesus Christ. Then he and his family were baptized. See Acts chapter 16. We can also testify of Jesus Christ. Sometimes it is not easy, but we will be blessed when we share our testimony. President Thomas S. Monson said, "You be the one to make a stand for right, even if you stand alone. Be a light for others to follow." Examples of Righteousness, Ensign, May 2008, page 65. Scripture Tip. When you have a question about something in the Scriptures, you can look it up in the Bible Dictionary or Guide to the Scriptures. Try looking up Paul, Pauline Epistles, or Romans to learn more. Learn more. Paul traveled to many places to teach about Jesus. After he left a place, he often sent letters to the people to teach them more about the gospel. 14 of those letters, called epistles, are in the New Testament, like those written to the Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians. Try writing your own epistle. Think of someone you would like to share the gospel with. Write down your testimony and mail it to them. Family Talk. Take turns acting out standing for truth if your classmates are cheating. You see someone being bullied. Someone says something untrue about the church. Someone asks you to smoke or use drugs or drink alcohol, coffee, or tea. Your older sibling doesn't want to come to church anymore. Someone starts telling crude jokes. Your friend turns on a movie that makes you uncomfortable. Song, The Church of Jesus Christ, Children's Songbook, page 77. Scripture, Acts chapter 16, verses 19 through 34. End of the article, Scripture Time, Paul Testifies of Jesus Christ, by Jean Bingham. Read by David Shaw.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment of Matt and Mandy, Mandy is sitting in her room with a friend. Her friend says,
"Got your part ready for the primary program?"
To which Mandy responds,
"Not yet. I feel, I don't know, kind of awkward being on a program with all the little kids."
"They're the ones everyone really comes to see."
"Remember when we were the little kids?"
"Yeah, I thought the older girls were really cool."
"I wonder if those older girls felt funny about being on the program with us little kids."
"I never thought about it like that."
"Me neither. But if the young girls look up to us, maybe we'd better show them how it's done. Want to help me memorize my part?"
In the next room, Matt overhears Mandy's conversation and jokingly says to his rubber duck,
"Someday, I'll be a deacon, but you'll never be an eagle. The bright side is, you'll never be a Thanksgiving turkey either."
End of Matt and Mandy. Read by David Shaw.
Article Faith number 12. We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law. Heavenly Father wants us to be good citizens. Being a good citizen means to follow the laws or rules of the places we live. There are many different types of governments and leaders, such as a magistrate, which is another word for judge. Governments aren't perfect, but everyone can sustain or strengthen and support the government where they live. Articles of Faith in Action.
My family has a rule that we can't have markers in our bedrooms. Once during playtime, my little sister wanted to use some markers. I wasn't sure what to do, so I said a prayer. I felt the Holy Ghost tell me I shouldn't use the markers. We didn't do it. And I know I made the right choice. Marin H., age 6, California, USA.
Memorization tip. In some countries, groups of 12 people form juries to make decisions about the law. So Article Faith 12 is about following the law. This month's challenges. Memorize Article Faith 12. Who are the leaders of your town or city? Who are the leaders of your country? Share what you learn in family home evening. Count how many rules or laws you see in a day. How do they keep you safe? I challenge myself to... End of the section, Article of Faith 12, read by Maya Reinwand and Shannon Nelson.
For Older Kids, Young Women Strong, by Jan Pinborough, Church Magazines, based on a true story. My name is Maya, and I just started Young Women. Don't get me wrong, I really liked primary. I mean, what's more fun than watching three-year-olds pop out of their seats when they sing, "Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam"? My teachers were nice, too, and I learned a lot about the scriptures. Then, before I turned 12, I started feeling like I was ready for more. More what? I didn't really know, but I was excited to find out. Okay, I was a little nervous, too. What would young women be like? Who would I sit by? But now that I've moved on, I think I've figured out what the more is. I'm kind of a word nerd, so I'll spell it out. S is for sisters and stand. Usually, I'm pretty shy, but at New Beginnings, the older girls sang a song about friendship. Then, they each invited a new beehive to come up and sing with them. They treated us sort of like younger sisters. So now when a new girl joins our class, I try to forget about my shyness, because I know it's my turn to do the welcoming. After all, we're sisters. Every Sunday, we all stand up and say the young women theme. There's one part that says, "We will stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places." Sometimes, when middle school is hard, I think about those three alls, and it helps me be brave. T is for temple. Going to the temple to do baptisms for my ancestors is the best. It feels peaceful and happy. Sort of like you're all filled up with light. I want to go there for my endowment when I get older. It's one of my life goals. R is for recommend and reading. When you turn 12, CTR still stands for choose the right, but it can also stand for current temple recommend. When we follow the standards in For the Strength of Youth, we can stay strong and safe. And we can have a temple recommend. Reading the Book of Mormon is one of our big goals in personal progress. I'm thinking about going on a mission when I'm older, and it's helping me prepare. E is for 8. There are 8 young women values. They help us think about what kind of person we want to be. My favorite one is divine nature. That means I have heavenly parents, and I can become like them. That's an awesome thought. N is for nature. Before girls' camp, I'd never hiked at midnight or watched a raccoon eat leftovers we forgot to put away. Being away from home and learning nature skills helped me feel more confident. I didn't even mind not having my cell phone. G is for goals. It's not easy keeping track of all the things I want to do. I want to be a writer, or a doctor, or an archaeologist. Every year, we have a special night when we display things we've done for our personal progress goals. Last year, our theme was Your Heroines. I decided to dress up like my mom. I don't think she knew she was one of my heroines. T is for testimony. Sometimes I can practically feel my testimony growing, like in the testimony meeting at girls' camp. My teacher always shares her testimony in class, too. I want my testimony to be as strong as hers someday. H is for happy times. We have sad times, too, like when Elena's dad passed away and we all went to visit her. But it doesn't matter if we're raking leaves, studying scriptures, learning about careers, or making fleece blankets for the homeless shelter. Just being together makes it fun. So that's what I figured out. Young Women is giving me a lot more strength, and I can't wait for more of that. End of the article, Young Women Strong, read by Eden Reinwand.
Priesthood Power by Jill Hacking, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Bobby looked around the primary room. All of the kids looked so small. He couldn't wait to turn 12 and start going to Young Men.
Today, we are going to talk about the priesthood.
Sister Wilkie said.
The priesthood is Heavenly Father's power. When you receive the priesthood, you will have access to that power.
Whoa!
Bobby thought.
Heavenly Father did things like create the earth and perform miracles, and he's giving me his power?
That sounded awesome. Bobby didn't really listen to the rest of the lesson. He was too excited thinking about how cool it was going to be to have Heavenly Father's power. One evening, a few days later, Dad came in and said,
Bobby, I need your help. Sister Jarvis called. She can't get around well with her hurt leg, and she needs help with some chores tonight. My home teaching partner can't come.
Bobby looked out the window. It was snowing like crazy, and he was watching a great movie.
Can I finish this first?
He asked, snuggling into the warm sofa.
Well, the storm is only going to get worse.
Fine, I'm coming,
Bobby said, slowly sliding out of the fuzzy blanket. When they got to Sister Jarvis's home, she thanked them for coming. Roof! Her little dog barked.
Peanut got all muddy when he went outside today. Could you please give him a bath?
Sure,
Bobby said. He picked up Peanut.
Hey, little guy.
Peanut licked Bobby's hand happily. While Bobby washed the dog in the bathtub, Dad made dinner for Sister Jarvis. Then they washed the dishes, filled Peanut's food dish, and brought more firewood inside.
Is there anything else we can do for you tonight?
Dad asked.
No, this is lovely. Thank you for your help,
she said.
It was our pleasure. Have a good night,
Dad said.
Bye, Sister Jarvis,
Bobby said. He patted Peanut goodbye. As they got in the car, Dad thanked Bobby for coming.
It was fun. Sister Jarvis seemed really grateful,
Bobby said.
You know, things like this are what the priesthood is really about. Heavenly Father gives us his power so we can serve others. Sometimes this means giving a blessing or passing the sacrament. Sometimes it means just visiting someone who needs help.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it like that,
Bobby said.
But I'll still get to do the powerful stuff, right?
Dad smiled.
Serving people is powerful stuff, Bobby. It's what Jesus Christ did when he was on the earth. Heavenly Father gives power to everyone who serves in His church so that they can help others. That way, everyone benefits from the priesthood.
Bobby thought about that. Having the priesthood might be different from what he expected, but it still sounded important.
And Heavenly Father trusts me to do it,
he thought.
I can do that,
Bobby said. Even though it was dark and cold, he felt peaceful and warm.
Sidebar: Becoming a Deacon. 1. You'll learn to serve others as you participate in your priesthood quorum. 2. Duty to God will help you build your testimony, learn and fulfill your priesthood duties, and follow standards from For the Strength of Youth. 3. Scouting will get more challenging and exciting. If there's no scouting program where you live, you can learn similar skills in youth conferences.
End of the article, Priesthood Power, read by Rena Nelson.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, fill out the form on page 48 and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email it to thefriend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included: first and last name, age, boy or girl, state, province, country. I give my permission to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to use my child's submission and photo on the church websites and social media platforms, as well as for church reports, print products, video, publications, and training materials. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read The Friend online. Through Your Eyes.
I took this picture because I love nature. This is a beautiful cardinal in an ice storm. I know Heavenly Father loves me because He gave us animals. Henry M., age 8, Ontario, Canada.
The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, a group of children are having fun golfing at a miniature golf course. With dismay, they find themselves at the hole called homework. One boy announces,
"They say it's the hardest hole in the course."
End of P.S.
Dear parents and teachers, sometimes children grapple with big challenges, like sickness or disabilities. Three stories this month are about these situations. Dear Gracie, on page 8, is about girls with spina bifida. The Stuttering Struggle, on page 12, is about a boy who prays for help with his primary program. And Sweeter Than Pie, on page 18, is about a girl who is sick during the holidays. As we serve those with special circumstances, we can set an example of compassion for the children in our lives. Lovingly yours, The Friend. Order The Friend at store.lds.org. Family Home Evening Ideas. Conference is for you. Read President Monson's message on page 2. What can your family do to shine brighter? Then read about the three new apostles on page 3 and add their cards to your special witness cards from September 2014. What did your family learn this conference? Serving others. Look at the helping hands from around the world on pages 24 through 27. Talk about what service your family has done this year and set goals for continuing to serve. Watch the video, pass it on, at friend.lds.org under Other Videos. Don't give up. Read Elder Holland's tips for what to do when you feel sad on page 28. Have each family member share something that makes them happy. Then pick a happy activity to do together. Feeling God's love. Talk with your family about what you are thankful for. Then do the activity Picturing Tender Mercies on page 10. Watch I Am a Child of God at friend.lds.org under Sing Along Videos and talk about how you know that God loves you. Primary Connection. Look for the colored diamonds on the table of contents to find stories and activities that support primary this month. Find more teaching resources at lessonhelps.lds.org. Topics in this issue: Articles of Faith on page 43. Challenges, pages 8, 12, and 18. Conference, pages 2, 3, 6, 7, and 20. Courage, on page 8, 12, 40, and 44. Family, on pages 12, 20, 32, and 36. Friendship, on pages 8 and 44. Gratitude, on pages 14 and 18. Happiness, on pages 28 and 29. Honesty, on page 22. Jesus Christ, on pages 8, 28, 40, and 49. Kindness, on pages 8, 18, and 44. Music, on page 36. Nature, on page 48. Prayer, on pages 12, 28, and 39. Priesthood, on page 46. Sabbath, on pages 44 and 46. Service, on pages 16, 24, 32, and 46. Temple, on pages 36 and 44. Transition, on pages 44 and 46. End of Dear Parents and Teachers, read by Van Farnworth.